Very happy to be joined by Jahlil Okafor. He is the best high school player in the United States of America, and it's official. He is the winner of the 2014 Morgan Wooten Award. He's going to be playing with the McDonald's All-American team, and very excited to have him on the show. Also, we'll be speaking with Ariel Atkins, who is the female winner. But, Jahlil, when you first heard that you were number one overall, what did that mean to you?
It's definitely so good, you know, whenever you're doing something and you're considered, you know, the best at it, you know, that's very rare. So it's definitely a good feeling. And then just along with this award was also, you know, just a great accomplishment for me also.
Well, when I see your statistics that you're 7 feet tall and you're a big guy as well, at around 270, do people tell you you're still growing?
Yeah, Matt told me that. I know when I was younger, I was supposed to reach the height of 7'1", so you know, I might have an inch or two left, possibly.
Well, now, I know you're going to be heading over to Duke, and you probably were upset to see what happened in, against Mercer, but you're not going to let that happen next year, are you?
No, I will hope not. It was definitely sad to see. Crazy to think, you know, this season's over with, and, you know, the next time that Duke will be stepping on the floor, I will also be in a Duke jersey. So it's kind of hard to believe, you know. It feels like just yesterday I was a freshman, and you know, now I'm a McDonald's All-American, you know, getting ready to play college basketball.
Now, Jahlil, I think back to the days before the old one and done, where a guy like you, I'm sure a lot of NBA people would be kicking the tires on you. Could you imagine yourself in a situation to be going the next time you suit up to be playing in the NBA?
I can't imagine it. That's definitely my dream, but it's kind of hard to think about it. It's definitely hard to imagine it, but yeah, it's been my dream for as long as I can remember.
Now, Jahlil, Coach K is not going to hand anybody a job. You're the best high school player in the nation, but if you don't come in and work hard, you know you're not going to play. And I guess most players want that kind of discipline, and you're not going to get any better coaching. Was that one of the reasons you picked Duke?
Yeah, definitely. That was a big reason why I chose Duke, you know, to be under the leadership of Coach K. He's taught so many great players, from LeBron James to D-Wade to Derrick Rose to Kevin Durant, and even some past guys like Magic and Michael Jordan. So, you know, he definitely knows what it takes to be a great player. And, you know, I know he won't care, you know, how good people say I am. He's going to make me work, and he's going to make me a better player, and he's going to make me a better person off the floor also.
And with Coach K, you're talking about a guy, I mean, the discipline, played for Bobby Knight at West Point. He served with our Army in Korea. He's been, as you mentioned, the USA coach as well. This guy is very interested in you as a young man. Even if something didn't work out, he does actually care about the player. And I'm sure when people sat down, you could tell the guys who were more, they just wanted you for your basketball talents, and a guy that wants you for your basketball talents but also cares about your development as a man.
Yeah, definitely. We had a couple of nice conversations about that, me away from basketball. And one of the things he told me that stood out was that he wanted me to use basketball as a tool to not only better myself and my family, but use basketball to help other people. And, you know, I can help other people have better lives and have better days just by me using basketball. So, you know, he has such a huge, great plan for me. And, you know, he has, like, my career planned out on what he would like to see me do, and all these great things. And I just felt so comfortable with going to Duke and having my next step of my career in his hands.
Speaking with Jahlil Okafor, the 2014 Morgan Wooten Award winner, he's from Chicago. And when I see your stats, I think, well, this is a low block player. But there's probably more to it than this, just that. I mean, describe your game. Do you have a nice little jump shot? Are you a savage blocker waving your finger like Mutombo? Do you have a little do you have some mad handles that we don't know about? Describe your game.
Well, I'm pretty much credited for my footwork. I have advanced footwork, and I'm extremely polished in the low post, and I'm a low post scorer. And you know, I'm transitioning, you know, having a better face up game, and there's a lot of things I still have to work on. But you know, I get credited a lot for being, you know, a great offensive scorer, more specifically on the low block.
Now, when you went to the FIBA World Championships under 17 and you were the MVP of that tournament, describe what it was like playing against other countries, and then the pride that you look down and it doesn't say Whitney Young, it says USA. What is that like?
was different because everybody looking at USA. Typically, I have USA on my chest. You can just walk into the hotel lobby and all eyes are going to be swore to a Jew. And it just meant a lot. And, you know, like you said, the competition was very different. Unlike USA players, they weren't as athletic as we were, but I want to say that they have better IQs than we do. They're a lot smarter since they're not as athletic, and you know, they understand basketball a great deal, you know, doing backdoors. It's just they really understand the game, and they really make you work on the defense end of the floor, the defense end of the floor especially.
Now, when you look at some of your teammates on the McDonald's All-American team, are these any of these guys you played with over the years for USA?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I pretty much know all these guys on this McDonald's team. Out of the 24 guys, I know 23 of them. There's only one guy that I didn't know who he was or I don't have a relationship with, but there are other guys that you know, I'm pretty close with.
And by the way, you can see that at the Chicago's United Center coming up on April 2nd. It'll be on ESPN. How cool is it for you that – I mean, how many passes are you going to have to leave to that game?
How many what?
How many passes and tickets are you going to need to leave for that game at the United Center?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Oh, that's all right. Let's move on. How old were you when people said – they started saying, hey, you know, you really should come to Ole Miss or Baylor or Cal? I mean, how old were you when people started trying to get you – recruited? I mean, were you like 10 years old?
No, my first scholarship offer came in about eighth grade. I was offered by DePaul University as an eighth grader. And then from there, you know, freshman year, you know, I started getting Illinois, Michigan State, and a few other schools on my radar. And by the time I was a sophomore and junior, it got extremely hectic. And when when I'm a senior, that's when it was the most craziest. I was getting ready to make a decision.
Now, I'm sure you narrowed it down to probably, I don't know, three, and to sign with Duke is, pardon the expression, a slam dunk. But what were maybe at one school or another school that you thought really hard about going to?
It was definitely an extremely difficult process, but Kansas and Baylor were two schools that I really thought hard about. Kansas with Coach Self, and they had a great coaching staff with Coach Jarrett also, and then Baylor. Their whole coaching staff was amazing to me and my family. So that's what made the decision process so hard. Cause I built such great bonds and relationships with all these coaches at different universities. And, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody no, but at the end of the day, I could only go to one school. And, you know, Duke was the school that I chose to be at.
And finally, Jalil, you know, I look at Harrison Barnes, who's out here in the Bay Area on the Warriors. He won the same award, the Wooten Award, 1 year at North Carolina and in the NBA. In the back of your mind, and I'm sure Coach K will let you do what you want to do, but are you looking at a one and done? Are you looking at 3 years, 4 years and a degree, or you'll just take it 1 year at a time and see what happens?
Yeah, I think the best thing for me not to get, you know, think too much and be able to have the most successful career that I want to have in college would be just take it 1 year at a time. You know, I'm just looking excited to get down to Duke and be a college student and to interact with all those different students at Duke they have so many special people at Duke, and I'm just excited to, you know, get down there in June for summer school and begin the work.
All right, Jalil Okafor, the best high school player in the United States of America for 2014. Thanks for your time, buddy. Best of luck at Duke, and hopefully we'll see you in the pros soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.